Therefore, to carry through the rest of the wall, since the rest of the wall is 10 tefachim high, you can't carry on top of the wall. Ve'en achnami, in this little mokum here now, that you hollowed out, since l'mais it's not 10 tefachim high, it's less, so that's not called Rishus Yochid. Therefore, in this mokum, you're allowed to carry up and down. But the rest of the wall, you're not allowed to. So that was the Torah. Talking about the Yumayit, the Koisel itself. Ravina going shoka chulya neroishoy. He's taken off part of the top of the wall itself. Trashi, I'm Ravina. Lav milamata, we're not talking about the bottom. Dosim vade botsim medal by mani milamidi. If it's less than 4 tefachim wide, it means nothing. Elo going shoka chulya neroishoy. He's taken off part of the top of the wall. Migoyvay shokoisol. Kari roishoy, gadnan hoi roishoy peris. So therefore, since the wall is not yutvachim tall there, that's not called Rishus Yochid. Right. Omar Rav Yechiel. Kofa sofel memayit. If you just like turn over a chair, a stool, next to the wall, that's memayit from the goiva of the wall. Trashi kofa sofel, samach lekoislo miyat goiva miyasoro. Kol hainam mita goin deleka yud meroish leroish akoislo. We're talking about now that Abashtesarad, from the top of the stool to the wall, it's not ten tefachim high. Therefore, since you put a stool next to the wall, and you could just stand on top of the stool, and on top of the stool, the wall is not 10, we don't look as if the top of the wall is called Rishus Yochid. So the Chura has to be where it's also wide, Dalet Tfachim. The stool is Rochev Dalet, so therefore it's called like you have a good Pesach. By standing on top of the stool, you can mamish like go on top easily. It's not called Rishus Yochid. For the Marvi Amai, why is that true? Dovah Lanito B'Shabbos. You just put a stool down, a stool the same way you put it down, pick it up, I just move the chair away. Who? And the klal is v'dovra hanito b'shabbos eni memayit. We'll see a lot about this later on in the perek. But anytime you want to memayit something, like make the shear smaller, lift it up, if you put something like a peris, that you could just move away the peris, that's not memayit. Here also, if you just put a chair next to the wall. So true, when you're standing on top of the chair, the wall is not 10 tefachim high. But since you could just pull away the chair, that's not called a miyit. Anything that you could just pull away, the miyat, is not called the miyat. It has to be something that's kavua there that you're not allowed to touch on Shabbos. So stamat chair won't be good. And the Gemara la tzuricha de chavri barya. You're like stuck it into the ground a little bit. It's stuck into the ground. For the Gemara, so what? V'chi chivra barya, if you stuck the chair into the ground, my heavy. V'atanya, we learned, Gemara on Shabbos. Poga, if you have this radish, she tamina abitevin. You like stuck the radish inside straw. Or else, with harora, a piece of cookie, she'at tamina b'gecholim. You stuck it inside the coals. Now, in megula miktsasa, if a little part of the radish or a little part of the cookie is sticking out, it is aloch on the telus b'shabbos. You're allowed to grab a hold of the cookie. That's called a tiltum menatzad, which is mutter. You're not touching the coals directly. You're not touching the ground directly. You're only touching the radish. And you're pulling up the radish. Either pulling up the radish, you're making the ground move, which is muksa. So what? That's called tiltum menatzad. The same thing here also. If you have this chair that's stuck into the ground, so what? You hold the chair and pick the chair straight up, that's mutter. Ah, you're moving the ground, so what? That's called tiltum menatzad. And the Gemara, hochi b'mayaskina going the islay ugnayim. They are like rims to the chair, and even have dirt on top of the rim. So mele here, the kshala is, when you move the rim, your mamish moving the dirt a lot. So the bottom rashi, islay ugnayim, kein tzvolim shalonu, diyachshav ofa munach aleim. You even have dirt, mamish on top of the chair, on top of the rim, there's dirt. This should be us, it's mamish like your mamish moving the ground behedya, and to be doing with the choifer. So the Gemara name, still it's mutter. For the Gemara, my heaven, even if there are rims to the chair, and there's dirt on top of the rim, so what, my heaven? The Yotzanan we learned, ha toimein lefes, if you hid lefes, turnips, or tznoin or radishes, tachas a gefen, underneath the gefen, underneath the vines, is bizman she miktsosay olin megulim. If just some of the leaves of the radish, even though the whole radish itself is stuck inside the tevin, inside the straw that's muksa. But if you have at least one leaf that's sticking out on top, is ain't the chayshus. You know the din is you're allowed to hold that leaf and just pick up the radish. Even though the radish is going to make mamish the coals, it's going to make the tevin move on the side a lot. Still it's mutter. Well, that's called a tiltum and that's that. So drashi, miksas olam megulim, mishum shabbos not the chayshus shabbos. The boy the mister nitolam b'shabbos, and noitol v'yechsim b'olam shalhem. You're allowed to pick it up mamish on shabbos. So the Brisa says, in such a case, ain't the chayshus. You're allowed to pick them up. Loi mishum klayim. There's no issa klayim in such a case like this. It is not called klaya kerem in such a case like this. V'loi mishum meiser. And there's no issa of meiser drashi.
it means it didn't grow yet. Let me show you. L'shema nishrash nisusif. Maybe it like started to grow already. V'loy mishrum shviyas. V'nitolim b'shabbos. Now, is this the case here? You took these peris and you stuck it into the ground. Now, before it's there 3 days, it doesn't start to grow yet. So if it didn't start to grow yet, there's no issa klayim, there's no issa maitis, no issa shriyas. Nothing started to grow yet. And who are doing v'nitolim b'shabbos? Therefore, we allowed to pick it out of the ground on Shabbos also. Since it didn't start to grow yet, there was a nishrash, no roots came out into the ground, you allowed to pick it up on Shabbos. So I, the crew, you're moving the dirt on the side. So what? Since it's called the tiltum and atzat, so it's mutter. So b'zoi, when you have a chair, even though you have dirt on top of the chair, so what? It's called tiltum and atzat, it's still mutter. So it's still called something, adavra mitzvah, you can carry it away on Shabbos. So why is it called a good meat? And the Gemara like Tzrichom to boy more of the chatzina. But talking about your mom is stuck into the ground very tight, and it's tight ground there that you can't stand pick up the chair. The only way to get the chair out of the ground is by taking a shovel and starting to shovel, and that's an issue there already. If you have to use a shovel, that's called harisha. That's called the wrap of the kaka. Therefore, it's called a dover shift, not mitl on Shabbos. The way the chair is right now, you can't pick the chair out of the ground, the maisam. It's stuck too well in. Or you could take a shovel and start shoveling it out. That's also to do on Shabbos. So if you put a chair that's stuck there well, that's not nittle on Shabbos, that's called a good meat. So therefore we look as if since on top of the chair, it's less than yutvachim to the top of the kaisam, it's not mamayit, it is mamayit, and therefore the wall is not called a mechitza. Right. Sulama mitzri eina mamayit. V'yatsur mamayit. Same thing. If you have a wall in between two chatzerim, and the wall is yutvachim high, so you can't make one chatzer between both of them. Or else again, if the wall is dal tvachim wide, you can't carry from one chatzer to the top of the wall. Now again, you want to be mamayit, you want to make the wall that it shouldn't have a din like it's high yutvachim. So another answer is bring a ladder, pashut gered, bring a ladder, that hanging on, the climb up the ladder, you'll get the half of the wall. So from the top of the ladder to the top of the wall, it's less than yutvachim, that's also called a good meat. But the Brisa says it depends different type of ladders. A sulam mitzri is not mamayit. Mashenkin vatsuri, a ladder, comes from tsuri, that is mamayit. Now we'll soon see what the chiluk is. So tomorrow, hechi dami sulam mitzri. What's called a sulam that comes from mitzri, an Egyptian ladder, that's not called mamayit? Why not? Amri devei Rav Yanai. Kol she'en loy arbo chavokin. I mean, it doesn't have like four planks to walk up. If the ladder is not that big, it's a small ladder, that's called nito very easily, so that's not called its kavua. That's called the dovra nito. You can just pick up the ladder and carry it away, that's not mamayit. So at least if it has to have at least four planks, that's called a heavy ladder. Omale ravacha bray the rav of the ravashi. My time of the suma mitzri, the loy mamayit. What's the swerve? Well, what's the reasoning? Why do you say this type of a ladder is not mamayit? Omale, loy shmilacha, didn't you hear? Hod the Omer of Acha Barada, that Rav Acha Barada said, Omer of Amnuna, Omer Rav, Mishum the Hevel lay Dover Shinito B'Shabbos. The Torah says, even like we had before by chair, even though this ladder right now is against the wall, if you climb up the ladder, you're less than 10 tefachim away from the top of the wall. But so what? Since this ladder is Dover Nittel, you could just pick up the ladder and move it away. So anything that's Nittel on Shabbos is not Mamayit. We look as if you can carry it away, and therefore it's not Mamayit. The whole davar shenito b'Shabbos ain't mamayit. That's halacha. Iyachi fretim or bazoi afilu tsurinami. According to Kashri, is what type of a ladder is not mamayit? Is not metaltum. Every ladder can carry away. There's no such thing. Any type of ladder you have, you just put it up and then take it away. There's no wisdom in the raisa. There's no wisdom carrying it. So bazoi, what's the case of a sula matsuri that is mamayit? Ain't a davar nito. And the Gemara name, Hosam Koivdoi Kavei Enechanami. Hosula mitzvah means a very, very heavy ladder. That Lamais is too heavy, like for one person to carry up. So once it's there, it's a svar, it's not going to move the way on Shabbos. It's very heavy. What does Rashi say? Koivdoi Kavei, or Mitaych Shu Kavoid, a night to night to Misham. V'loi Misham Misser, El Misham Shekosha Litloi. That's all, period. Because even though Lamais is time, you could do it. This time you can get a few people together and pick up the ladder, but since it's heavy to do it, it doesn't say claw the shear exactly how heavy it has to be. Doesn't mean it's heavy for one person. Now call upon him a heavy ladder, it's not so easy to do it. So you think twice before you move it. So that's not cool, it's going to be moved this Shabbos. So in a time when the ladder is there, usually your conveyor is there, you leave it there and you're going to use it always. So if you have a ladder next to the wall that you could climb up the ladder and you'll be less than 10 tefachim from the height, that's also called a meat. You mamayit from the height of the kaisel, it's not called Rosh Hashanah on top. Shrati Gemara Yehochi Afilu Suri Nami. Good. So that's the teretz. So over there, that Suri has the mile. It's a kaislak. It's a sulam hakovet. It's a very heavy one. Mashenk it sulam amitzri is not so heavy. So then you could carry it. And that there is started off saying the shear was kol shein le'arba chavokim. It doesn't have four planks to it. Right? That's the shear of a heavy ladder. A heavy ladder means there are four planks to it. So since there are four already, that's a heavy ladder. If it doesn't have four, it's not so heavy. Then it's called a davar metalku. Omer Abaye. Kaisel shebein shtei chatzeres. If you have a wall in between two chatzerim, kavoya asara tvochim, staka 10 tvochim high. So the way it is right now, you can't make an error together. You have a separation here. V'niach sulam roichav abo mikan. Now on one side of the wall, they put a wide ladder 4 tvochim wide against the wall. V'sulam roichav abo mikan. And the other side of the wall, so the other chatzer did the same thing. They put a ladder on this side of the wall. Now between one ladder and the other ladder going up, there's not a distance of gimel tvochim. In other words, the right ladder going up kamat meets the left ladder going up, and they're not far away apart three tvochim. Since they're not three tvochim separated, we look as if it's a good pesach. You like kamat climb up this ladder and go straight over the other ladder, go straight down the other thing. That's called a good pesach already. Mimayit, that's called a good miyat. So Melech considered like both chatzerim could walk up, and in such a case is called the good pesach, that you could even make one erev together also. And then with the Mimayit on top of it is not called its own Rishos Yochid. It's like bottle to both of them. Rashi Klo, you can make an erev together. Now if you want to, it's called like a good pesach, since you could walk straight across from one echotzer into the next echotzer, you could even make one erev together. Mashenkein shloisha. Let's say the ladder is three tfachim away, one ladder from the next ladder. Then ain't mamayit. Then it's not mamayit. It's not called so easy to walk. Because if you have the ladders like this, this ladder is over here, and this ladder is over here, and there's more than three tfachim separated, then we don't look like it's easy to go straight over. No, it's three tfachim away. It's not so easy to go over. Then we don't look as if it's called the pesach. Shloisha ain't a mamayit.
Yeah.
Marvelay amoron elo deloy heve kaisel arbo. Avol heve kaisel arbo afilo mufla tuva nami. We're only talking about the top of the wall itself is not four tfachim wide. There is not a nice thick wall on top. Mashenkin, if the wall on top is four tefachim wide, then even though one ladder goes up on one side of the wall and the other ladder goes up mamash on the other side of the wall, still it's called the good pesach. Why? Because you could walk up the ladder from your chutz to the top of the wall. When you're top of the wall, it's nothing to walk down to the other side of the wall, because the wall itself is rochev dal tefachim. Anything that's rochev dal tefachim is called easy to use it. So therefore, it's nothing to walk straight across the wall to the other end of the wall, and then you go down the ladder on the other side of the wall. So therefore, it's still called a good Pesach. Only if the wall is not four tefachim wide, it's less than that, then it's not so easy to walk along the wall. It's not lichat hashmishta. If the ladders going up and going down are right next to one another, or less than three tefachim away, then we look as if it's a good Pesach. But if they're far away already, you can only go up, and you're afraid to walk the wall to the other side of the wall to go down. So that's not called a good Pesach. So again, b'lay amaron. If the thickness of the wall itself was not four tefachim wide, I will have a kaisel abo. But if the thickness of the wall on top was four tefachim wide, I feel a muflag tuva. Even though one ladder goes up at one end of the wall and the other ladder goes up on the other end of the wall, still it's good. Still it's kosher. Because you walk up to the top of the wall with your ladder, and then you walk down walk across the wall to the other side and go down the other side. Omerav baby barabaya. Bono itzdebo agabe itzdebo. You made like two platforms. You made one, again, the same shaila. You have a wall going up, that the wall is 10 tefachim high, and you want to be mamayit. So you build one platform on the ground here, and then you build another platform on top of the first platform. Bono itzdebo agabe itzdebo. Yeah. Is imyesh be itzdebo atachtoina abo mamayit. If the bottom, the platform, is wide 4 tefachim, that's called a good miyit. Yeah, that's one thing. So you could use the bottom one, like we had before. Any time the miyat is 4 tefachim wide, that's called a good miyat.
Even if the bottom platform is not wide for Tvachim. But on top of that, they build another platform, which is wider. The top one like sticks out more. But the top platform is 4 Tvachim wide. And from one platform to the next platform, height going up is like not Gimel Tvachim away. It's within Gimel Tvachim, one platform to another platform. So you can step on one platform and easily step onto the next platform. So it's very easy to get to the top platform. And the top platform is 4 Tvachim wide. So that's called a good Mokim to Mamayit. That's called a good Miyat. Because it's very easy to get up to the second platform. And when you're on the second platform, that is wide 4 Tvachim. And from there to the top of the wall is less than Yud Tvachim. That's called a good Miyat. You don't have a wall here of Yud Tvachim. Let's see Rashi. Bona itztabo shalait. She made a wooden platform. Agabi itztabo. Somach lekoisel. V'yesh avir mafsik ben zel lezeh. There's ear in between one and the other. Sheyela yoyne raglayin. Now the top platform has its own feet, legs, that's standing, it has standing on its own feet, and the bottom platform is a little bit lower. Izim yesh patachtoyne oirich dalid ubo nismayit goybish akoisel miyud. That alone is good. Like Mamayit Rashi Vadala Yoinim Hochi. Don't look at the second platform. You have the bottom platform. That platform is wide for Tvachim, so it's a good Mokim. And by standing on this platform, the wall is not 10 Tvachim high. That's a Miyat by itself. Inami, another way you could do it is, Rashi, Ein Bo Dalet, if the bottom platform is not 4 Tvachim wide. V'yesh Bo Yoinim Dalet. But you have another platform, a little bit higher, which is Dalet Tvachim wide. V'yein Ben Zel is Zeh Gimel. And from the bottom platform to the top platform, it's not higher than Gimel Tvachim. It's Chashvin and Lake Echad. First, I didn't love it. We consider it like one platform. Even though the bottom platform is not wide enough, it's not Dalet Tvachim wide, Shapidam is still as good. Because you could walk easily to the top platform, and the top platform is 4 Tvachim wide, then it's Mamayit. Avoyesh B'neim Shloisha. But let's say the top platform is higher than 3 Tvachim, and the bottom platform is Shrei Ninu. We consider two separate ones. Or Miyat B'yav Olav Shmei Miyat. Then Moshe, how do you get to the top platform? It's like something hanging in the air. You can't get up there. So something hanging in the air is not called a Miyat. It has to start off from the ground. So if the bottom one, you climb up to the bottom one, and from the bottom one to the top one is less than Gimel Tvachim Hayah, so you just walk up there, it's like Lovid, sit it like one, and since the top platform is Rochid, Dalet Tvachim, that's called a good Miyat. Right, V'yomar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Avaravua, Sulam, if you have a ladder, Sheshli Voisov Porochois, that its planks are like flying out. Trashish Levoisa Porchois, Shlivois Chavokim is the planks that would go across Madregois, the steps, Shalonu, Shekurin Yer, Korele Nami Sulam, the Sulam Shane Voisum Kane Madrega, Elekain Shlivois Shalonu, Shiesh Avir Ben Chavokim, Vaino Perechas, Shaperechas, Zu Al Zu, Vizok Fayet Lakoisom. That's our ladders. Not a ladder that's made like a step. I'm all the Mastam Rash Sam to have ladders made like steps. That is Mamash a straight piece of wood. You just walk up easily. But our ladders, that there's air in between, from one step to another step, there's space in between. You just have a step, then another step, then another step. Such a ladder. Ladder made out of steps, that there's air in between one step to another step. That's called Sulam Sheshrivoy Soparachas. That the step is like in the air, one to the other. Im yesh b'shliva tachtoin abo. If the bottom step of the ladder is wide, 4 Tvachim wide, mamayit, count that place by itself. If from that step to the top of the wall is less than Yud Tvachim, that's called a good Miyat. Inami ein b'shliva tachtoin abo. And even if the bottom step is not wide 4 Tvachim, v'yesh b'shliva hel yoin abo, but the second step is wide 4 Tvachim, v'yein vein zeh lezeh shloisha, and from one step to another step is not higher Gimel Tvachim, is a lochem amayit. That's the same halacha we had before by Nitzabur. It's the same thing. Since they're within Gimel Tvachim, one from the other, with that in Lovud, it's like attached. So it's like one step here. And since the top part of the step is Rochev Dal Tvachim, that's enough. It's partially the exact same halacha before of a platform one on top of another. The Yomer Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Varavua. Ziz Hayotze Min HaKoisel. Let's say you have a stick that's projecting out of the koisel. You have a wall, and a piece of ziz means usually a piece of wood that's sticking out of the koisel, coming out like an awning, coming out.
Ziz hayyitzim in a koisel. Dalad. That this ziz is mamish rochiv dalad. So Rashi, ziv hayyitzim in a koisel, dalad spoken. That's how wide this piece of wood is coming out. So it's come out like a small balcony coming out of the wall. V'niyech olav sulim kolshu. And they put on this here a small ladder. Sulim kolshu. Is miyato. Yishno is for mayit. Rashi, v'niyech olav sulim kolshu. Afilu ein baruch v'daud. Even though the ladder is not 4 tefachim wide. V'midoy bekarku. You put the one side of the ladder on the ground. V'somach roishoy b'ziz. And the other side of the ladder, mamash, rests on top of this plank, this wood coming out of the wall. Heve kechad miyit. It's like one miyit here. And on top of this wood coming out of the wall, this balcony, like coming out of the wall, is Roch of Dalad. So mamash, you have like a balcony coming out of the wall, that balcony coming out is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Now you're on the ground, how do you get up there? Well, put a small ladder even, Joseph. Mamash, a narrow ladder. But since the ladder is, each plank, each step is less than gimel tefachim to the next one, so it's stated like lovid, so it's like mamash, that top balcony is attached to the ground. It's like lovid attached to the bottom ground. So maybe it's easy to get up to that balcony, and from that balcony, so mokum tashmish of dalad al dalad. So when you're standing there, if you're less than yud tefachim higher than the top of the wall is not yud tefachim high, from there it's called a good meal. Like the lachas before, the same thing. If you have two itzibus, if the bottom balcony is not dalad al dalad, but a koponer from the bottom one, you could get easy to the top one. It's not gimel tefachim away. You could get up easy to the top one. We consider you on the top one. It's like one. And since from the top one to the top of the wall, it's less than you tefachim, the same thing. It's mamayit. So if you have a small ladder that gets you up to the balcony, that's also called the meat. So even if you have a wall in between two chatzerim, if you have the balcony sticking out and you have a ladder to get up there, it's mamayit. You could make one eruv straight across. V'lo yamon ela di'oisvei olei. We're only talking about when you put the ladder, oisvei olei, you put the ladder on top of the balcony. It was leaning on the balcony itself. V'lo oisvei bahadei, but let's say you made the ladder lean against the wall. Arvuche arvuche. Then we say it's no good. If the ladder is not leaning on the balcony sticking out, it's just leaning on the wall itself, even though it's right next to the balcony, that's no good. That's just like arvuche arvuche, you're like widening, that's all. See Rashi? That your mamish put the top of the ladder on, leaning on the balcony, on this ziz, this piece of wood that's projecting from the wall. It's just only like next to it. It's not on the balcony itself. It's not leaning on the balcony. It's leaning on the wall. Then we say, no, avruche avruche, leziz. All you're doing is just making the balcony a little bit wider. It's not considered like the sulim is like a ladder, like steps to get up to the balcony. Looking at the balcony by itself, the balcony is high off the ground. You can't stop and jump up there, so you can't look as if you're there. The only way you can look as if it's a miyat, as if it's mamish up there, if you have the ladder straight down, the ladder from the floor touching the balcony. But once the ladder just goes on the side of the wall, so even though the mice, you could climb up there and then like hop over on the balcony, that's no good. To make it look like one, like the balcony is attached to the ground, it has to be that the ladder is on the balcony itself. The ladder is mamish coming down and leaning on the balcony. The Yomarav Nachman Amarav Ababua. Kaisel Tisha Osir. If you have a wall that's 19 tefachim high, that's what it is. Is sarach ziz echod latiroi. The mice, all you have to do is just have one projecting coming out of the middle. If you put a mamish straight in the middle, so in the middle of 19 is how much? That's 9.5. So the projecting comes out 9.5 tefachim off the ground. So the mice, it's not called yud tefachim off the ground. So if you have a ladder that lets you climb up to the top of this balcony, the balcony is not called the Son Rishus Yochid, because it's not yud tefachim off the ground. It's only 9.5 tefachim off the ground. And when you're on top of the balcony to the top of the wall, it's only again another 9 tefachim high. So therefore it's not yud tefachim. So if you have the wall is 19 tefachim high, there's a way to be matzah that have a balcony sticking out right in the middle. All you need is just one balcony. Mashenke and Kaisel Esrim, let's say the wall is 20 tefachim high, then it's not going to help you one balcony sticking out. Because if the balcony sticks out right in the middle of Monashach, if the balcony sticks out more than 10 tefachim high, that's no good. It's his own Rishus Yochid.
If it sticks out less than 10 tefachim wide, then from the balcony to the top of the wall is more than your tefachim. Elamai also right smack in the middle is also no good, because it itself is its own Rishus HaYochid then. So there you need two balconies. So Roshnei Zizim Latiroi. You need first one balcony coming out that's less than 10 tefachim off the ground, and then another one also less than 10 tefachim higher, and then from that to the top of the wall you'll be able to get there. So if the wall is 20 tefachim high, then you have to have at least two zizim, at least two projections out of the wall to say, well, look as if you could get to the top of the wall without having your Rishus HaYochid in between. Rashi, it's Soros Shnei Zizim. Echod Koidim Asor, one less than 10 tefachim, tachtoinim. V'yechod Lamala Himenu B'toich Asor V'yoinim. The Yevig Voya Asor, because if any of them would be higher than you tefachim, L'yevig Sagalei B'sulim Kol Shu. Midi L'yevig Koisul. Because then it's going to be Mamasha Wall. If you have Mamasha Wall going along, then we say if you have a small ladder going up the wall, that's no good. Then you have to need a ladder that's Rochadal tefachim. We're only saying a kula. If the balcony sticking out is less than you tefachim off the ground, that's not called the song Rishus HaYochid. So then we say if you have any small ladder going up, it's like attached to the ground. But once the balcony itself is gavoya, you tefachim, it's like the top of the wall. The top of the wall we had before, the only way you mamayit, if you have a good ladder, that's rochav dal to go up there. So mainly here, when the wall is 20 tefachim high, you need two projections coming out. Therefore, each one of them, there's no space of 10 tefachim in between one and the other, then you can be matzah with having these small ladders going up. Yeah. All right, stop here.